Now, Carl, you been working out?
Yes, sir.
How many miles you run today?
2.
Girl, you know you ain't ran no 2 miles. You walked 2 miles.
Working on it. Ooh, Brianna, is that makeup you wear?
Yes.
You need to take it off.
I hardly have any on.
Told you you look like a clown.
I'm scared of them clowns. I come down the hall this morning, and there was one wearing a red wig with white face and big red lips. Oh. Wait a minute. That was Miss Daisy.
Of course, she's just wearing a little lip gloss and liner. I mean,
she's too young to be wearing makeup.
No, she's not. Look, no offense, Cora, but that's not your decision.
Well, you are new at this parenting thing. Better wear makeup now before you know it should be in the fast lane.
I agree with Sasha. A little age-appropriate makeup ain't gonna hurt nothing.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
You're welcome.
Well, I think the appropriate age is 18 when she can vote and wear makeup on the same day.
I agree with Cora. I think 18.
Hello, guys. Don't I have any say in this? I mean, it is my face.
No. No.
Ooh, girl, you got distant surround sound. Kids are made to be seen and not heard.
And seen without makeup.
Do I really have to take off my makeup?
No.
Yes.
No, you don't, Brianna. And I'm done talking about this.
Ooh, Sasha, you got an attitude. You don't mess with her until she done drunk her morning coffee. Yes, she got to have a coffee. She will have a nasty attitude for the rest of the day.
All right, kids, it's time for school.
Oh, don't forget, my class is having a bake sale.
I got you covered. Lemon pound cake.
I love Miss Cora's lemon pound cake.
But I'm making your lemon pound cake.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with my pound cake?
Well, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all.
Sasha, did anybody ever tell you, you're supposed to put sugar in pound cake? Girl, I done had cornbread sweetened in your pound cake.
Mr. Brown, the directions don't call for sugar.
You don't use no direction for no pound cake. You use a recipe.
You mean a recipe?
You can't tell me nothing because you can't cook.
Just trying to brighten this place. Mr. Brown's style is just a little old-fashioned.
I decorated this place.
Oh. Well, Cora, just think of it as a facelift. Do you like it?
It's a little bright.
Oh, I know! Cora, I got these pillows for next to nothing.
That's what I would have paid for.
You don't like it?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just wish you would have asked me first.
Cora, I was just trying to make the place look better. I mean...
Well, who said something was wrong with it and who said it looks better? Look, Sasha, you worry about the kids, I worry about the house. Understood? Got it?
Hey, Sasha, Cora.
Hey, Mr. Brown.
And I was just... Push reverse. Okay. Who turned my living room into a kaleidoscope?
Kitty.
Mr. Brown, how about these new pillows, huh? Huh?
You didn't use one of my old shirts to make this, did you?
No, it's not. Look, how do you like the new throw?
It should be thrown out. Mr. Brown, it's covering up the couch that your daddy gave you.
Yeah, you know, my daddy liked dull stuff. That's why he married my mama. Boy, I tell you, that woman could put a book to sleep.
Mind that I made a few changes now, do you?
Well, I don't think it was necessary.
I was talking to Mr. Brown.
I done stepped into something and it ain't my shoes.
Mr. Brown, don't you think Sasha should
have said
it?
Don't you think I should be allowed to just...
My daddy told me about this. He say never come between two women unless you're laying on your back. I don't know what he meant by that, but it seemed like it worked right now. My name is Bennett and I ain't in it. My name is Paul and ba-dip-a-dip, that's all. My name is Ray, and that's all I got to say. My name is Raphael. I don't know what rhyme with Raphael, but that's you got, you know what I mean. Excuse me, London, what are you doing?
Working on my core.
I thought your core was parked out front.
I'm doing Pilates.
Oh, no, I don't buy them foreign cars. I'm just buying U.S. now. I buy
U.S. cars. Well, you should really try this. Helps with your abs.
I have you to know my abs are good and strong. Look, I tell you what, feel like a backwards turtle shell. Here, get it strong. I'm telling you. God, Linda, you got the way I'm supposed to say 1, 2, 3. You can't just punch me.
It was all squishy. I want to do it again.
Yeah, you better get back. We ain't going to do no foreign exercise. Let's do some U.S. stuff. You done bruised my uterus, girl. We're going to go on 2. Ready? Go. 1, 2. 6, 8.
No, thank you.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 1400. Yes, see that? Come on. Ooh. What you two doing home so early?
A water main broke at our school, so they sent us all home.
Your water broke at school?
I'm not pregnant.
Mr. Brown, our teacher said to ask our families about a safety plan. Do we have a safety plan?
Yes, we have a safety plan. Stay out of Mr. Brown's stuff. His wallet, anything that has to do with Mr. Brown, stay out of it and you'll be safe.
No, seriously, a safety plan for the house.
Yes, we have a safety plan. It's called Code Brown. Anytime you hear Code Brown, just get ready because something's happening. And I was watching the news the other day. They say you should always keep you a safety kit. I keep the main one in the garage and the other one in the house. I'm going to get the safety kit for you. Now, there's a few things you should always have in your safety kit.
Like an alibi and a good lawyer's phone number.
Yes, and you should probably have your psychiatrist on speed dial, too.
Good idea.
Yes, it is. You should have bandages in case you want to bandage something. You should also have alcohol.
Yum.
Not for that purpose, London. Not to drink. I've seen you coming.
What if there's a fire?
Oh, I'm an expert on fire. Yeah, come here, let me show you. Now, the main thing you have to do when it's a fire is you got to assess the situation. Okay. Everybody say, assess the situation.
Assess the situation.
Assessing the situation.
Yes. Okay, first thing you need to do is smell and see if it's fire. Smell. Everybody smell. You smell fire. Okay, don't panic. Whatever you do, don't panic. Don't nobody panic. Stop. Everybody drop. Then you begin to roll. Everybody roll. Everybody roll, just roll. That's what that bump was. I just rolled over Joaquin. You all right, Joaquin? You okay? Save your brother's life. London, you just gonna burn up? You're not gonna get down here?
Not in my favorite outfit.
So you would rather save your favorite outfit than save your life?
Yeah. If I died, what would I wear? Tell me that.
A casket. Come on. Look, I got to show you something here. Come here. Now, the next thing you need is you need a change of clothes. Mm-hmm. This is what I wear. Bam! Look at that thing. Look at it, Wilson.
It's glow in the dark, so people can see through the fire.
After a good fire, there's going to be news and interviews. So I put on this so I can be sharp. Bam! Look at that thing. Plus, it's flame retardant.
Come on, London. You're going to love it. Isn't it great?
Whoa. If by great you mean exactly the same, then yeah.
What happened?
Apparently not too much.
No, London, I had pillows, I had a new throw, I had... Cora.
You had a Cora?
Cora!
Yes? Is everything okay?
No, Cora, it's not okay. You changed everything.
No, you changed everything. I just changed everything back the way it should be.
Well, you could have at least asked me first.
Why? You didn't ask before you changed everything.
Cora, I didn't change anything. I improved it.
That's a matter of opinion.
Well, obviously no one's opinion counts around here but yours.
I welcome all opinions if they're smart.
Did you just call me stupid?
I'm not in it. Don't ask me nothing. I'm going to the fight and I'm not in none of that.
No, I just called your decorating ideas stupid.
Cora, what's gotten into you?
Me? You're the one coming in here trying to take over everything.
Cora, I am not trying to take over. Okay, look, sometimes I feel invisible. Nothing around here says me. Cora, I was just trying to spruce up the living room a little.
Without asking. That was so disrespectful of you. What if I came into your house and spruced up the place without asking? Oh, yeah, right! Get on in the house!
The new champion of the world, Cora Jean Simmons!
Mr. Brown, I'm gonna get get this flour to make this gravy.
Carver, you gonna put, what else you gonna put in it?
I'm gonna put some sugar, I'm gonna put a little seasoning in it.
Okay, Carver, hurry up. Just put a whole bunch of everything.
Wait a minute, I'll put something in it. I'm doing, let's get back.
But do it, Carver, you're making me nervous. Carver, your food's so good, you don't even have to cook it. I can just get your stuff raw. Yes, Carver, put some of this in there.
Mr. Brown, wait a minute. You're making a mess.
Throw stuff in there, Carver.
Now you can't. You don't dump cook. Get back.
Yes, dump that on there. Ooh, Carver, it just looks so good.
It smells good. You smell it?
Yeah, it smells smothered, exhausted, and passed out, Carver.
Everybody hold on to your appetites. I am grilling Sam.
Oh, you're going to put some black and season on it?
You know that, baby?
Yes, I like it.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
We came to an agreement that I cook every other day.
That's starting today?
Yes, I'm cooking dinner today.
Okay, Cora, what am I supposed to do with this salmon?
Well, you can do all...
Cora, you better not say that. You're a Christian enough. You don't cuss in front of your daddy.
What? I wasn't finna cuss. I was only gonna say you can't have two cooks in the kitchen.
That's right. Cora did tell me you couldn't cook. She said that girl couldn't boil a good pot of water.
That's fine. That's cool. You know, because I will just fix my salmon for tomorrow.
Well, that's great. You sure can.
Where's the aluminum pan?
Oh, I'm using that for my smothered chicken.
Well, I guess I'll use the glass.
I'm using that for my macaroni.
Okay, well, I'll take the rhythm.
Zucchini.
What about the...
Biscuits.
Cora, can I at least...
Cobbler!
How about you cooking? You having the last supper?
Can I at least use the spatula?
No, ma'am, I'm using the spatula.
Cora, what can I use?
Oh, I have something just for you. Here you go.
Cora, I can't fit salmonella in this pan. Fine. I'll just use foil.
I need this foil give me this.
Cora,
let this go.
Oh, Lana, you just in time. Cora and Sasha been arguing over who's going to cook and who's not going to cook. Who they been going at it?
You know what? I saw a fight like this one time down at the boutique with two women going at it like cats and dogs.
What happened?
Well, I pushed her over and I said, Mom, get off my boot.
I need this tonight's smothered chicken if you don't mind.
Fine.
Cora bullied her and took her lunch money.
I'm sharing. Here.
You know I can't cook with this tiny piece of foil.
You can't cook, period.
Oh, it's on. Oh, it's on, baby.
Come on.
Carver, you just bruised that girl's iniquity.
Everybody ready for smothered chicken? It's a special recipe.
I can't. I'm full.
Me too.
Yeah, me three.
Where did this pizza come from?
Sasha ordered it for. Thank you, Sasha.
But you order pizza when you know I cook dinner.
Oh, Cora. You were taking so long with your smothered chicken that I decided to feed my family.
Somebody's gonna eat this chicken. Yeah, somebody's gonna eat this chicken.
Do
you hear me? Yeah, you gonna eat this chicken tonight.
Carver!
Yeah, somebody's gonna eat this. I mean, today. I don't want to sweat over that. This my mama's special recipe. Oh, yeah, somebody's gonna eat this chicken.
Well, Carver,
I mean, right now. Yeah, eat that chicken.
Well, Carver, you ain't got to treat us like we can.
Well, I want you to get in there. I don't sweat over that. You gonna come in here and eat pizza. You know I was cooking. How dare you?
Idea eating that much could wear you out.
It can when you have pizza and smothered chicken.
Oh, no. I wind up having some smothered pizza after a while. I'm a bust.
Hey, is there a fire? It smells like smoke.
It smells like it's coming from the kitchen.
Yeah.
What? Did you say fire?
Yeah.
This is it. Cole Brown! Cole Brown! Don't panic! Whatever you do. I'm gonna take you outside. Get some fresh air.
I can't believe I burnt the pancake.
Oh, that's because you too busy roasting me.
Oh. Move, I got him! Move!
Move! What's wrong?
What?
There's not a fire!
Well, where were all the smoke coming from?
I burnt the pound cake.
Not my cake.
Sorry. Oh.
Well, Cora, it don't taste that bad.
Get up the floor, London! Oh, we finally got the smoke smell out of the kitchen.
Cora, I'm sorry about being a pain. Look, I'm just trying to find my place in here.
You're not being a pain, and you have a place here.
I know that, but sometimes I feel like I'm raising my family in somebody else's home.
We're all family.
I know that, Cora, but I mean, look around here. Nothing represents me, Will, the kids.
Well, maybe I can let you decorate. Just stay away from those bright colors. You know, it clashes with Mr. Brown.
Cora, it's not just about decorating. It's about feeling at home.
Well, I thought you were coming in here trying to take over. So I did. I got a little threatened. Well, maybe, you know, this is where I found my place. So maybe I can back up just a little.
All right. Thank you, Cora. Look, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I said some pretty mean things to you.
Oh, did you now?
What?
Oh, I welcome all opinions as long as they're smart.
You remember that?
Of course I do.
But you were wrong for ordering pizza when you know I was slaving over a hot stove?
Okay, look who's talking. What? You're the one that stole all the pans and gave me that little tiny piece of foil.
That was classy.
No, that was trifling. Cora, you are just...
Well, okay. I am a child of God. Forgive me, Lord. Ooh. But I am a child of my deals as well.
I get it honest.
Cora.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, Cora, you done choked yourself. She tapped the door. Back up.
Mr. Brown.
I'm sick of this.
Now, what is
look, wrong with... I'm talking, Cora, and y'all don't interrupt me. Now, I'm sick of this. Y'all family. Back up and get to your corners. Next thing, y'all will be scratching each other's eyes out and pulling weave out of each other's hair.
Mr. Brown,
I'm not talking to you, and I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you, both of y'all. Now, listen to what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Cora, if you say something else.
Something else.
Cora, I start to spank your lips. Be quiet. Now, look, we family, and y'all gonna get along whether you like it or not.
We are.
Make me say something else. Now, look, I'm sick of this. Both of y'all, get yourself together and hug right now.
Mr. Hey,
you better hug her. I ain't playing. I'll take these suspenders off and I'll wag your tail out. Now, hug. I'm sick of this stuff around here. That's right. Sometimes, men, we got to pull ourselves together so we women can get some act right.
Stop! Are you still...
London!
Let her go. London, here you go. Keep rolling. Keep rolling. Roll right. Keep rolling. Go in the street. I got to use it.